All right, we are back from our week-long trip. We were in Minneapolis and then followed by Sioux City, Iowa. But a friend of mine just texted me, and it was interesting because I had brought things up in the past, and I think this is a very simple explanation. I brought it up in class yesterday regarding this positioning of a police patrol vehicle and watching traffic. This such a taboo thing of looking inside of cars and at cars and looking at people who are nervous. But how about this? Let's take it one step further. If you want to explain to anybody, if you're approached to what you're doing, I think this is probably pretty quick to shut them down. We had a, I'm going to use a scenario because I thought about it when it occurred here in New Jersey. Years ago, unfortunately, we had a young girl kidnapped at a park. And when I saw that on the news, it was legit. Somebody scooped this chick up, this poor little girl. Who knows, whatever happened to her, I'm sure we'll find out 18 years from now. She was kidnapped, just right from the park. And I thought to myself, how many cops were running rear blind radar? How many cops had their eyes through a laser gun trying to paint bumpers? And how many cops, which we'll never know, did the gentleman who kidnapped that girl drive past? But they had no training or didn't know what to look for, or were so worked up on tickets are important, right? Think about that. So if somebody was saying to me, well, you're looking into cars, what does that mean? Well, it means if a kid who's 4 years old or 6 years old gets kidnapped and they're reaching up for help, this will position me in a way where I can see into the car at a possible kidnapped victim or a domestic violence situation or anything, or nervous behavior, people who are going to commit crime. Isn't it your job as a law enforcement officer to interfere with people who are out committing crimes and breaking laws? Is that what we're supposed to do, right? And when you start to understand the impact of what your work really means, maybe not every single time, but maybe just maybe had a few people had their eyes open, maybe if some people had real open mind thought about what police work is instead of playing laser tag with bumpers, maybe just maybe, we would stop more crime, there'd be less victims, and we could rescue more people. And we see that. We see it happening when we transform police officers' perspectives and show them what to look for. I remember there was a training company who advised that it was pretextual stops are bad. You should turn your car around and run rear radar. This is the kind of talk you'll receive from people who have no fucking clue what police work is. Fucking zero. I would even argue, you know what? You don't want to do pretextual select vehicles? Then turn the fucking car around and put your front radar on. So at fucking least, you could see into cars, and maybe, just maybe, you might see a little hand coming up that's being shoved down. You fucking jackasses. So stupid. How do you explain to society that you're scared? How do you not have an open mind to understanding what police work is and what it looks like? Are you fucking kidding me? Everybody needs to wake the fuck up and stop pretending and telling yourself this lie and this story. So when somebody says to you, why do you look into cars? Why do you look at cars? And makes false accusations, you can say, because if a fucking kid gets kidnapped, maybe I'll be lucky enough to see something going on in that goddamn car that would lead me to believe that something was wrong, and I would stop that car and return that child to their family. That's your response.